Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking with former Assemblyman Pat Hickey. We're talking about recreational marijuana for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Pat Hickey. He's a former assemblyman. He's on the State Board of Education and teaching political science at UNR. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Nice to be with you, Sam.
So we were at a forum last week, Truckee Meadows Community College, that was debating legalized recreational marijuana. And you were kind of put in a rather unfair position because the majority of people on the panel were pro and you were definitely against. For the record, state why you're against recreational marijuana.
Well, recreational or retail marijuana, looking at the experiences in other states, Colorado in particular, has been a real mixed bag. Corporate interests are heavily invested into this that have no nexus in Nevada. My concern for Nevada's workforce and its students, kind of the hallmarks of what Brian Sandoval and the legislature has tried to do the last couple of sessions, has been to improve those things. I think legalizing marijuana and the impacts it has upon workforce ability to be able to actually pass drug tests, which is a problem in Colorado, and you're finding companies having to go outside of the state in order to find qualified employees, especially in high tech and construction. It also has an impact upon students, because once it's legalized, it's accessible, the stigma is off, and there will be more use among Nevada teenagers and underage ones, and that's problematic. But it's big business. Looking to make big money, somewhat akin to big tobacco, in my opinion.
Okay, versus big crime, big mafia this country, big mafia in Central and South America, who are currently making the big money on this.
True. I would be the first to admit the war on drugs has been anything but a success. But,
you are the master of understatement. This is the biggest failure, I think, of any government program.
Fine, but cartels can just as easily exist in Ohio or Colorado, and in fact, the black market continues to live and prosper, as we've noted in Colorado, and in Vegas, quite frankly. Now we've seen with medical marijuana, and we're only at that small step, illegal delivery services promising to deliver your pizza and pot for the March Madness weekend. And, of course, they're illegal, but they're operating under the umbrella of the legality now. And you're going to see that. So there's going to be crime, people making money, especially okay. because you pay more money when it's taxed.
Let's take gambling. Mm. Gambling is legal in 48 states, and yet a huge black market for gambling still exists.
Well,
a huge market.
I understand.
It way outweighs.
Yeah. But the damage of drugs, and boy, isn't it a scourge in this country with opiates and the addictions that Americans for some reason are so prone to, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, prescription drugs, or marijuana. And there are serious impacts upon especially young people. So gambling, yes, hurts families, but underage usage of drugs, which will go up in Nevada, will have a real impact on education, our ability to make the new Nevada we're striving for.
Okay. The law is 21 or older, correct?
Yes.
All right. So right now we have plenty of kids who are smoking marijuana, and you know darn well that I could pick up my phone and make a couple of phone calls, and within 10 minutes we could have, I said this to Chris Hicks, the DA, we could have any drug that you can think of delivered to this TV station. Now, of course, we are not going to do that, but the reality is that these drugs are commonly available at a price, for the most part, at a reasonable price. So there are lots of people underage who are currently taking all kinds of drugs, including prescription drugs, which, as you know from the Attorney General and the previous Attorney General, this is the biggest drug problem we have in the state right now. In fact, the Attorney General's office believes that the number one gateway drug is prescription drugs that are stolen from parents, grandparents, et cetera, and why we've had so many appearances on this program by people like the Retail Association with these collections so people stop leaving these drugs around. So people are already taking these drugs. It's not like, you know, if this was Project X that suddenly appeared and was made legal, that would be one thing. But here's something like gambling, like alcohol during prohibition, that's already being consumed in vast quantities. The reason that there's a black market is because of the vast quantities. There is vast money to be made. That function is already being fulfilled.
And money will still be made by illegal drug dealers.
To a percentage.
You're right that kids who choose to indulge can and can find it. But what about the 30 or 40% of kids that have chosen not to indulge because of the stigma, because it was illegal, because it might endanger their getting a scholarship, playing sports, going on to college or whatever?
Now
you take that away societally and say, it's permissible, it's legal. Mom and dad are doing it. They're leaving their edibles around. You make it much more available
and
accessible.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay, when your kids were growing up, under the age of 18, did you get drunk around the house drinking alcohol in front of them? Was that something you did on a regular basis to encourage them? Or did you say to them, you know, yes, mom and dad like to have a beer, a glass of wine, a little alcohol, and that's okay, but do not be like Joe down the street who's falling down drunk every day, doesn't show up for work on time, gets fired all the time because he's inappropriately inebriated for his work. Isn't that where it starts? Is education from the family to the children to say, this is bad, do not do it. Or if you're going to do it responsibly. I remember with our kids, we said,
are responsible underage. That's why we put the ages for both alcohol at 21. So we acknowledge that teenagers are not responsible. The concern is, you know, the impact that the new potencies, and, you know, it's 30 times stronger than it was back in the 60s and 70s when some of parents and grandparents may recall, the impact upon IQs, cognitive memories, all of these things are only going to serve to impact many of our students who can least afford to have it impact, have it have an impact.
All right, let's take a break. You come back and you'll have the first word. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Pat Hickey, who represents Nevadans for Responsible Drug Policy, and we're talking about the potential of having recreational marijuana. I promised you the first word. You go.
Well, you know, one of the challenges for Nevada is to have a better trained and better prepared workforce. We now, being a laboratory, as the states are, can look to Colorado, and they are having real challenges there. Staffing companies, large construction businesses, and manufacturers saying that persons are not passing pre-employment drug tests, which all these companies are still required to have. And in part, you can say, look, a 28-year-old, it's now legal, it's permissible. I partake of it on the weekends. I come to my job on Tuesday where there's random drug testing, and I get fired. You know, one of the things about Tesla, we were required to have 50% of Nevada employees to make this thing go. I think legalizing marijuana simply hinders and makes that a greater challenge for Nevada schools to produce those and Nevada employers to hire them.
All right. I said you get the first word, not all the words. So one of the things, and I talked to Chris Hicks, the DA, about this as well, is that we have to come up with a better system for judging whether somebody is under the influence not only of marijuana but of prescription drugs as well, because the drugs like Ambien, Xanax, etc., can have a lingering effect. But if somebody smokes marijuana with the current standards on Friday and comes to work on Monday, they will be shown to be under the influence. We have to change that system, because anybody who's ever smoked marijuana will tell you, you know, you're looking at 3 or 4 hours, you're not looking at days. So we have to change the system so that at least that is fair. And 100% I agree with you that I don't want my brain surgeon operating on me under the influence of anything. And I've been to way too many wine dinners where I saw all kinds of medical professionals having a glass or two too many the night before they were going back to work. So it exists in all kinds of different professions. So I agree with you on that totally. You talked about the strength of marijuana today versus what it was 30 years ago. You said 30 times stronger. I'm not sure that's the exact number, but I can't argue with you because I don't smoke marijuana. But people drink alcohol in different levels too. So somebody who's drinking 80 proof vodka versus somebody who's drinking 100 proof or 180 proof, you're drinking different quantities because you couldn't drink those higher quantities. You have to back off. So if somebody in 1974 could smoke a whole joint and still function, maybe they can smoke one puff. And it's the equivalent.
But they have to be able to read the labeling, and even Maureen Dowd from the New York Times got messed up and ended up in the fetal position.
Let's go back earlier. Hang on one second. No. I'll let you go back. But I want to agree with you here. I think that the labeling and the dosage, especially with the edibles, because that is something that wasn't even a notion to me when this whole Reformation started. Is something that's really important, and that people need to know what they're getting themselves into, and so that they are not overdosing on anything.
So, and that's the argument then, Sam, why we should go slower, even with these medical marijuana edibles such as they are. The Department of Taxation is ill-prepared to become the next Drug and Food Administration.
Okay, you just stepped over a big line. Here's the line. Hang on a second. You're a conservative, right?
Right.
Small government, right?
Yes, and we're going to make a big Department of Taxation through this.
If I want to do something to my body, it's my business, not government's. Okay? Well, because
as a society, Sam, haven't we decided, with respect to tobacco, which is legal and free, what people do to their body, the addictions, tobacco taxes are not money makers. Tobacco smoking is a money drainer. It's costing society a whole lot, as will all that we're going to have to. You know, the governor of Colorado said recently, if states think you're going to make money off this, you're not addressing my issue.
The issue is that if I am dying and I want to take anything, it's my business, not the state's business, to tell me what to do. And we could get into the right to die issue, death with dignity.
And I'm supportive of that. We're not ready to go for the reasons you made earlier. We can't even test it appropriately. We don't know about the potencies. We're asking a Department of Taxation to become inspectors, educators.
Okay, but a big part of this problem is the federal government and this insane war on drugs that has not allowed marijuana to be examined by the National Institutes of Health. We only found out, or I only found out, since we legalized recreational medical marijuana, that and came up with a system of delivering it that took, 13 years to come through, that there's mold in marijuana if it's not produced properly. Who knew? I didn't know. Did you know? So with research, we're going to find out lots of better things. And in fact, maybe we can control dosage, like I said, with alcohol, the 80, the 100 proof, whatever, that you would be able to come up with different standards so people would have a better chance. But we're not going to get to do that while the federal government's doing it. Hold that thought, because I know you have one. You get the first word when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
I'm flush with 200 channels in free HD, free prime time on demand, listen to me binge incessantly, and I like to take my entertainment everywhere I go, into the bedroom, to the backyard, to the kitchen floor, living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play, it's life without limits, yo, every day, I got the internet, voice, and TV, for $29.99 a month, you'll see, just call 1-844-644-2999, at 60 megs I got all the web I can handle, I write a blog about scented candles, no data cache for my devices at the max. Now my cat is blowing up my social feed. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. You know they got me covered in every way. I got the internet, voice, and TV. For $29.99 a month, you'll see. Just call 1-844-644-2999. Yeah, I don't like to talk a little. I like to talk a lot. Unlimited calling to everyone around the clock. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. No hidden fees, no contracts. Call today. 1-844-644-2999.
Back in 2008, over 77,000 Nevada homes faced foreclosure, making us the foreclosure capital of America. I was determined to stand up for Nevada.
As Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto fought back, praised by Republicans and Democrats, she held banks accountable and helped get $1.9 billion for Nevada homeowners.
I'm Catherine Cortez Masto. I approve this message because I've spent my career solving problems. Isn't that something we need more of in Washington?
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Pat Hickey, the former assemblyman and a member of Nevadans for Responsible Drug Policy.
You know, in Colorado, it took them 12 years to go from legalizing medical, learning how to manage and implement that before they went to recreational. We are not prepared. Why is there such a strong push? It's money interests. Corporate, out-of-state folks that paid for the ballot signatures are investing,
but
although
also
we don't know
lots
who
of
they
in,
are.
Lots of in-state folks, too.
Okay, a lot of money to be made, but not to be made by the state. It's not going to end up going to schools, as the California or the Colorado governor and attorney general have indicated. We're moving too fast on this thing. You know, one of the persons that's writing the ballot
this
response.
This has been going on since the 60s.
No, but we want to now legalize it and put dispensaries
where it used to be.
Well,
where it used to be. It used to be legal until we went crazy in this country in the 1930s.
Okay. You know, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's productive and it's healthy.
I agree.
For our
education,
yep.
We have to have,
but
this is the responsible part, is you have to have a huge educational component. You have to beat it, I don't mean,
but
I'm figuratively.
There's nothing in the bill that authority. We can't change this for three years.
We have to be responsible as parents, as grandparents, as educators. We have to make sure that children understand and adults understand the ramifications
of this. And that's my argument, is to say to folks on this issue, go ahead and just preach what you practice, because good teachers, good superintendents, principals, parents, grandparents, and Nevadans say to their kids, this is not healthy for you. If that's what the conclusion of responsible adults are, in the room, why then do we say to the next generation, it's now permissible,
it's now acceptable, it's now legal? Because nobody should go to jail for smoking a joint or being in possession of marijuana. And even though I know you're going to come back and say, well, people aren't arrested for this, but it may be a second thing that if they bust you for weaving your car and then they find marijuana, that's going to be a part of the charge.
Well, we are concerned about distracted driving, just as
we are with DUIs.
Listen,
you get no disagreement from me. This has to be done properly, and I agree with you on this.
But the rates of that are going to go up once you legalize it. Look at alcohol. It's freely available. We have problems in the state with DUIs.
Once you have the proper testing methodology available.
But we don't have it yet.
But we will.
Why should we not have it before we go ahead and legalize it?
Because the public,
it's the cart before the horse.
The public won't wait. They're not waiting. People are smoking this stuff now. It's not like this is something that is brand new that people are going to be rushing to the store to buy. This is something that is available, but it's available through criminals. It's not available through people. And I don't care if people make money on it or not. And I'll tell you what surprised me was the number of solid Nevadans, business people, political types, gaming types, who wanted to get into this field. And in some cases, like the gaming folks, were told by the Gaming Control Board, it's federally a crime. You can't get into this. And they had to back out of it. But I don't care about people making money. What I care about is that this should have never been illegal in the first place. We have now made it this thing that, yes, people are going to want to try, but it should not be a criminal thing, and we need education just in the same way that everybody from the Attorney General on down is saying to people in this state and in this country, prescription drugs are dangerous, opioids are dangerous, and we have to do something about this, but don't make it a crime.
You know, one particular problem is I talk to principals and superintendents in my role in the Board of Education are the new edibles that you've talked about. You know, it used to be you could identify kids that were smoking tobacco or marijuana by the smell. Now kids are bringing edibles to school, can't be detected, and it's a real problem in the classroom that develops as a result of those things.
Don't you believe, though, that as more and more states legalize medical marijuana followed by recreational marijuana because governments are going to want the tax money, and even though I know you don't believe that there will be tax, you know, much tax money, there will be some, and people will want to, you know, gain a foothold in that, that it finally forces the federal government, first of all, to investigate the potency, the quality, benefits, detriments.
The people whose money and energy is behind this movement to get it legalized are fighting this national battle, wanting to change what's going on federally. I'm saying, look, we as Nevadans should be responsible for our own economy, our own school system, the health and the well-being of not only our young people but our wallets as well, and we ought to have concerns about legalizing something that's not going to be healthy.
We weren't rushing when it took the legislature 13 years, correct, to actually come out with a way for people to obtain the marijuana that had been passed by the state. We're out of time. You are welcome back anytime to continue this conversation and bring anybody else you would like with you. I think this is the most important part of this, is to have an honest debate and have both sides air their views, and I thank you for being here as always.
Thank you, sir.
Pat Hickey, we'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Big rooftop solar companies say they just want energy choice for Nevadans. The truth is, their plan gives you no choice. Big Rooftop Solar's plan forces Nevada families who don't have solar panels to pay higher power bills to subsidize rooftop solar, a government-mandated subsidy with no limits that will go up and up and up. It's not a choice. It's a mandate, and they want you to pay for it. Find out just how much it will cost at solarenergyfairness.com.
Marshall Carrasco shares real estate market news on News 4 at 4.
The main thing people are looking for right now is it's about terms. They want to make sure they got a good interest rate. They want to make sure that people are downsizing. They're not looking for the big mansion anymore. They're looking for something that's affordable but in good school districts. And that pretty much hasn't changed for 30 years, but it's something that's really high on everyone's list.
For more details on this topic, go to mynews4.com/Marshall Realty or marshallsellmyhome.com.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 4:30 on KRNV News 4. This Sunday, it's politics and predictions as Ty Cobb and Keith Lee stop by to explain the presidential voting process. How are delegates chosen and why do they have so much power, especially superdelegates? Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 here on KRNV News 4.
100 rooms at $25 a month and more.
Furniture has never been this easy to buy.
Guaranteed low prices, and we're cutting payments by more than half on 100 groups.
Get no interest financing until January 2020.
With equal monthly payments on every bedroom, living room, and dining room.
100 rooms at $25 a month or less.
Now lower monthly payments by more than half on most furniture groups.
Now it costs much less to buy new furniture at More Furniture for Less.
On the next broadcast, the former Nevada State Party Chair, Jill Derby, will see you on the next broadcast.